We're talking now with Newburyport High School coach Ben Smoltzky. And coach, welcome back to MSO. Congratulations on the big win last weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
You know, I want to get right to that soon, obviously, because it's such an important game. But first, tell me, please, about your offseason and your preseason, because this past year, things started to get back into a regular routine, and I'm wondering how that went with you and your kids.
It was great, you know, to finally, you know, have a full year of preparation, especially getting the weight room back and the guys getting in there since December and really working hard to, you know, just to prepare themselves physically, you know, and that transferred over. Sorry for the bell.
That's okay. That's a familiar sound to me.
Yeah, and, you know, it transferred through the summer, and they really, I'd say collectively as a team, they prepared themselves for camp in August.
Now, how did that go? Because you have a number of young kids on the team last year that I'm guessing probably have matured a little bit.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was good to see them get together. You know, we had quite a bit of sophomores get some playing time last year, so it was good to see the growth that they've made. You know, camp itself was it was just a chance for the team to kind of bond and come together and just learn what we're doing. And you know, it's paid off up to this point, and it's still, you know, they're not even. They're finally in the grind and, you know, getting used to that school routine, being in their third week of school. We haven't even had a full week of school yet. So, so you have 2 days, then you have 4 days because of Labor Day, and then we have 4.5 days this week. But they're getting used to their school routine, so, you know, which is a little bit different than the summer camp.
Oh, yeah. There are always kids that you know you can rely on coming into a season because you've had them before. And then there are kids who sort of stand out a little bit and say, okay, we've got them here. Maybe you could mention a couple of the kids who in preseason you figured were going to be your leaders.
I mean, right away, you know, coming off the top of my head, when I think reliable, I think Ryan Miles. He wasn't captain coming in. He ended up being named captain 2 weeks into the preseason. He was one of the hardest workers we had in the off season. When you talk about a kid in the community, in the school, on the football field, he is the full package. Another kid is Jack Haddon, who was our second year. He was a junior captain last year as well. He's just a hard-working kid, and his teammates really look up to him. So those are two guys right away we knew coming in that we could rely on. As for some guys who have really kind of taken steps forward, you know, we have there's quite a bit of guys. I mean, I feel bad. I'm definitely going to leave some people out there, but, you know, just kind of your role model guys that get after it. You know, Kane Brennan really works hard. He's kind of one of those quiet leaders who just does he's practice his mentality and the way he approaches the game really helps us out. You know, you got Gus Webster, Brendan Smith, Chris Salvatore, Will Walsh is another guy who's a returning starter, who's a senior, who has really taken a leadership role in the offensive line and the defensive line, along with another lineman, Nico Silverio. Who's a first-year starter on the line.
Love hearing about those linemen, Coach. We always have to get them in. I'm looking at the Globe preseason write-up, and I haven't had a chance to grab hold of your game summary from last weekend. Who did you settle on for quarterback?
The quarterback is Sean Miles. He was our JV quarterback last year. He actually, in the Thanksgiving Day game, he ended up starting at linebacker, and he played some fullback in our I formation set. He stepped up, and he won the quarterback job.
Wow, that sounds like a kid Gloucester had a number of years ago now. Same thing, played linebacker, played offensive guard, and ended up being a quarterback. So you need kids like that. That's awesome. Tell me about the first game, because, man, a win over Masco, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, it was it was good to you know, I love opening up with Masco. It's the second year opening up with them. They were a KFAN League team that we used to play all the time. I don't know if it was till 2010s. I don't know exactly if it was 2013, 2012. Then we ended up playing them a couple times after they had left to the Northeast Conference. And, you know, last year I called Coach Gavin, and you know, we just set up a 2-year deal, and I think we're going to keep it going because it's a good competitive game. You know, I'd say historically we've struggled against Masco. I'd say in the 21st century, so the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good too. I think the last time we beat them was 2016. The last time we beat them in Masco was actually 1998.
Wow.
So that was my brother's senior year. That was actually with Timmy Gale, Jeff Stone, two big powerhouses at the time. So mm-hmm. a little history there as well. So it was good to get a win there. But, you know, we tell the kids after Saturday, we move to Sunday. It's time to move on to Bedford and start focusing on them. And, you know, after Thanksgiving, we can reminisce and talk about the Masco game.
Well, tell me, what was the overall summary of the Masco game? What looked good for you guys?
You know, it was really about... You know, the main message was control what you can control, do your job, you know, and, you know, it was really just going play by play mm-hmm. and just taking advantage of what they gave us and just, you know, just executing our jobs in general. You know, Sean Miles did well in the passing game. He connected with his brother Ryan for 2 touchdowns, and the, you know, passing game got going there. But at the same time, we still have a lot of work to do with our pass pro, and you know, just in general to even improve that better. And I thought defensively, you know, we bent, you know, we broke a couple times on a couple drives, but you know, it was that bend don't break philosophy. We didn't break to the point where we gave up more points than we scored. So. I really like the way they fly around, and their tackling has really gotten a lot better than years past.
Well, win, lose, or draw, every coach has said after the first week there are things to be cleaned up, and I fully understand that because you don't have, you know, a four-week tryout season here or working with the kids. In general, I have to ask you one question before we move on to Bedford and get out of this thing. The spread offense, we did the Danvers Tewksbury game on Friday night, and you know, Ben, until the middle of the fourth quarter, neither team had a more than 6 play series, and I've never seen that before. Six plays and that's it. Now, obviously, that means they're scoring some quick touchdowns. Does the spread do that? Does it eliminate long duration drives?
It just depends on it depends on game plan. It depends on, you can still be a spread team and run the ball. So it really depends on where you're at. You know, sometimes spread teams, you're going to throw those quick jail screens, those quick passes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're going to run a gap-based scheme, or you're going to run an inside zone scheme, and you're going to be more run heavy. And then you determine your run pass ratio based off of your opponent as well, and what do you think they give you the best opportunity for your calls. So I'd say, you know, sometimes you do see that. I know in our game, you know, where we run spread, we did have some sustained drives. We had sustained drives that we didn't finish, and we also had some big plays too as well. So it was kind of a mixed bag mm-hmm. for us. So I think you do see that time and time again. You probably see it more than if you ran flex bone triple or wing T,
right,
where it's more of a grinded out kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably a little bit more prevalent.
Well, you sounded more like a math teacher than a history teacher, so thank you for that. I do appreciate it. You taught me something there.
I took one math class in college.
I took one history class in college. So even. Ben, tell me now about Bedford. Tough luck losers last week. Have you had a chance to see them on tape?
Yeah, no, they that game went down to the wire. Coach Tone does a great job with those guys. They always give some challenges to our defense. He's very good at, you know, kind of reading the defense and making a call, and his kids are always really good at executing what he calls. You know, their quarterback is a tough kid. I think his last name is Miles as well.
Says here Eric Miles.
He can run the ball really well.
Mm-hmm.
He can throw the ball. He was their running back last year, so he's an athlete. And you know, they got some big linemen up front. You know, they were probably, you know, 50-50 run pass. But the thing is with Coach Tone is his game plan is he tries to find those weaknesses. He does find those weaknesses and makes his calls to combat the defense. And, you know, they just – our games against them, no matter what, since we played them, it's kind of turned into a pretty – I think a pretty good out-of-league rivalry with them. They're always one-touchdown games, so we're looking for a tight competition with them.
Okay, final comment. On Friday night, I thought the crowd was like a Thanksgiving Day crowd in Danvers. I mean, the place was packed with both Tewksbury and Danvers fans, and it was rimmed around the whole field, you know, where they could stand. An incredible, incredible venue. And to see so many people out at a high school game. Your kids have a good turnout as well?
Yeah, no, definitely at Masco. It was a nice crowd. Say Masco student section, it was it took up almost a quarter of the entire stands. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just good, like you said. I mean, we're basically as close to normal as we've been since the start of the pandemic, and it's just good to see the crowds out there and Friday night football coming back to where it was. I mean, it was like that last year with the crowds too, but just in general, having the locker room back. But we had the locker room last year. You know, you're not wearing the mask in the locker room. And just the whole, I don't know, it just every year has been more and more normal.
Let's put that on in the rearview mirror.
Out there, but, you know, it's just good. It's
all right. Fun. Coach, I appreciate you taking the time. I know how busy you are this time of year. I'll check in with you later on. But in the meantime, congratulations again, and good luck this week.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ben. Take care. All right, bye-bye. That is Ben Smolsky, who is the Newburyport, let me try that again, the Newburyport High School football coach, and they were winners on the first week with a win over Masconomet by a score of 28-20. It's Bedford next on, when is this next game? I had it here. I think it's Friday evening. Hold on, let me just go back and look, because I want to make sure I get it right. Let's see. Bedford at Newburyport, Friday, 6:30. There you go. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.